Ready to amp up your happiness? Welcome to Joy Break, your source for joyful content and practical life strategies. And now, here's your host, Catherine Walker.
I love January for the blank slate feeling it has. It is a shiny new year full of possibilities and potential. We haven't made any big mistakes yet. Resolutions are being carved out with rose-colored glasses. There is a fresh bucket of hope for the 12 months ahead. One of the things I like to set out in the new year is a plan to, what I call, get my act together. Annually, I clean out every closet, drawer, and cabinet in my home. I've done this the past few years. So in 2020, I created an entire household list of places to attend to. And I go into each room and list out every area to organize or sort through. For instance, in my study, I have 5 key areas: an armoire, a desk, a file cabinet, a bookshelf, and a closet. I list each spot separately on a sheet under its room designation. And each area has a box next to it so that I can check it off once completed. And I do this listing for each room. I've compiled 44 areas to organize throughout my entire house. So basically, I could do roughly one area a week and get on top of things by year end. Then I post the list on my refrigerator to keep it top of mind and track my progress. Hashtag clean up our act. I've always said there are different ways to be organized. My definition of organized is, can you find something you're looking for easily? If you can locate that important piece of paper or know where your stapler is, you're good. Even if it looks messy to other people, if it's a system that works for you, it works. Often in a marriage, there's a messy one and a tidy one, a saver and a thrower-outer. In our marriage, my husband is the collector, I am the discarder. I will bag up household items in a garbage bag to give away, and later we'll catch Vincent rifling through it and bringing stuff back into the house. It is indeed a problem for our poor, overstuffed closets. My brother Jonathan hires 1-800-JUNK every few months to come to pick up stuff he wants out of his house. Probably because of this fastidiousness, his home looks like a model home. It's clean and precise. Every homeowner has their own level of clean. For some, dusting is not a priority. Others live with no need to put things away. There are differing determinations of clean versus messy. I often feel like things are clean if they are straightened, items picked up and put away, surfaces clear, even if the floors haven't been vacuumed. My daughter Whitney, on the other hand, is partial to a freshly vacuumed carpet, and she vacuums all the time. Okay, time for a joy break. This one is titled Shell Shocked. One time, I go into my closet, and there is a turtle running around in there. Imagine my surprise. You see, my husband collects turtles, and we have a turtle room upstairs, but our bedroom is downstairs. So this turtle got out of his tank, came down the stairs, turned several corners, and ended up in our closet without our knowledge. You never know what you'll find when you clean out a closet. And that is also when I said a silent prayer of thanksgiving that my husband doesn't collect snakes. Okay, break's over. As you sort and sift, remember the key question. Are you organizing stuff you truly need, or just moving around stuff you don't need? Are you spending time organizing clutter when maybe decluttering is the answer instead? I love the feeling you get once you step back and look at what you've accomplished. A sorted drawer, an arranged shelf, an under-control closet. That feeling of, that is so much better. I especially love this type of activity because it doesn't have to be done again very soon. It's what I like to call task permanence. It has staying power. It sticks for a while, unlike washing dishes and doing laundry. And I think it gives us a feeling of progress. Our house appears neater. The inner workings of our cabinets function better. We can find what we're looking for easier. It frankly makes us feel on top of things. We can feel sluggish at this time of year. Those after the holidays blues are real. A pick-me-up can be this ta-da activity, like cleaning out and sorting. Ta-da, I did it. We can boost our joy when we make our living spaces something pleasing to the eye. My challenge for you is to create your own household cleanup list and then set aside time to tackle an area or two once a week. You will have a well-run household in no time. Hashtag clean up our act. It's a tidy thing to do.
Like what you heard today? Grab a copy of Catherine's book or ebook, Boosting Your Joy, on Amazon. If you'd like for Catherine to come speak at your next group or company event, contact her directly at boostingyourjoy.com. That's boostingyourjoy.com.